If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Guess what day it is, huh? Anybody?
It's Wednesday! It's Wednesday!
Wednesdays with Whit.
It's Wednesday. Wednesday.
Join John Landecker and Whitney Reynolds as they break down recent stories from Whitney's show.
Is this every Wednesday?
Kinda.
Wednesdays with Whit.
That's right, we're going to break down. We're doing a breakdown of Whitney's show right now. Oh, look, it's broken. We did too much breaking. I got to take my foot off the pedal. Come on now. What am I babbling about? I don't even know.
I love it. I love the babble.
How are you?
Oh, my goodness. That intro gets me every time because I love when it says, well, sort of every Wednesday.
Sort of.
Right?
Yeah.
Here we are, though. It's Wednesday.
Yes, it is. And you're Whitney Reynolds, and Clay, in case people don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think they should know. Right.
Well, you know what? That's why we're doing this.
That's right. That's why we're doing it. So, in the ever-changing, super exciting, always on Instagram and maybe Facebook and video and traveling and celebrities and talk shows and so what's going on?
Well, at the root of it all, it was funny because we did this deep dive with my team. I used to take hiatus in the summer.
Yeah.
And it doesn't exist anymore.
Why?
Because when you own a show
and
you syndicate to the network, it can't happen. Because you are always constantly spinning those plates or spinning the balls. You're always doing it. But what I've learned to do, because I do need rest, is intermittent hiatus. So I call intermittent hiatus. So depending on how you follow me, you can see me having a lot of fun this summer, but you can also see us doing these incredible interviews because I hate to say it. Actually, I love to say it. Chicago is back, baby. People are coming through here like never before, and we're seeing the interview scene go through the roof. Mm-hmm. And what I love about it is when people come on the Whitney Reynolds Show, they know they're going big with their story.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
That is exactly.
And everybody has a story.
That's our tagline.
That's it.
Everybody has a story.
Yeah. So, new shows, old shows, reruns, what's happening?
Well, that is a great question because I do want people to get caught up, but this is a really crazy time for our show.
Yeah.
Because I tape at Cine City Studios, which is in Lawndale, which I just love the community over there.
That's right. Yeah.
We've been over in Cine City Studios for 2 years, but what's amazing about our studio is we just acquired these new video boards. And so I'm on the fourth floor.
Okay, now wait a minute. What exactly is a video board?
Well, I'm going to tell you all about it because I am over the moon excited.
All right.
And going back to what I said earlier, everybody who doesn't know us, the Whitney Reynolds Show is woman owned.
Yes.
I produce it.
Yep.
I executive produce it. And we are dedicated to hope. When we first syndicated or tried to syndicate 15 years ago, they said hope wasn't sexy enough. And then COVID. Yeah, no, true story. And then COVID happened. And I got a call when I was voiceovering in my kid's closet. And they were like, we need you now. So
you did voiceovers in your kid's closet?
It was during COVID. I had to. I had to make it work.
Were you like doing commercials and stuff?
Had good acoustics. Yes.
What? Do you remember what commercials he did?
You know, I think it was Mazda at the time. Sorry, Mazda.
What do you know?
Yeah. You never know.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was Mazda. But I was doing this. They call me. They say, you know, Whitney, we need you to go national. And what we've always done by owning the show is we work our budget backwards.
Yeah.
We are never going to go out of business because of our budget. We're always going to stay within.
And I think it's reasonable to point out that your product plays on public television.
Yes. And that's a whole nother. That is a whole nother conversation, which is good. We should bring this up.
And public television and public radio, NPR, PBS, all of that. If anybody's been following the news at all, is financially going to be drained, for lack of a better term.
You know, I say we circle back on that one in a minute because I want to finish this video board thing.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
you're right,
yes. Okay, so the video boards we acquired, and all of a sudden my eyes lit up. I said we might have taped our Fall Guys, but we are going to package some of that and retape. So I did a vision proof of concept day, and this new season that's coming in October to PBS, which we'll get back to that.
Right.
It is the most amazing season visually, storytelling. Hope is coming. to our national audience in a new way.
But wait a minute, what is the board?
So imagine,
is it like a big screen? Or?
Yes, and we have incorporated with local Chicago talent. Like my team is all local.
Right.
We have created storytelling on the next level with our studio and these boards. I'm over the moon. I can't wait. Like I was like this geeky little TV nerd coming home. I remember in college when I was learning about editing, which at that time was tape to tape.
Yes, that's
and
right.
So
I
ran home and I told my husband all about it. I'm like, we are going to do what we've never done before, and it's next level kind of stuff. I'm so proud. The little engine that could is
still running.
And it's coming out this fall. And so what we've been taping, I'm just over the moon about.
And we'll return from the moon and more with Whitney when we come back on 720 WGN.
The Whitney Reynolds Show.
See? Told you.
Oh, how about I'm that? Jazzed. I am jazzed.
Yeah, you see, follow you around and on whatever, wherever anybody follows anybody on social media. I see there's Anna Camp and Rebel Wilson, and we're on the Whitney Reynolds Show.
Right?
Hey.
And
that's
not just
cool.
Not just that, but did you hear that song at the end?
Well, of course
that
I did.
That is a custom song, and we won a Viddy Award for that song because I had a guest on, and at the end, and it's very hard to surprise me because I'm very, very type A.
No.
And yes, you know that. As I'm looking at my rundown right now. But no, he at the very end said, Whitney, I created something for you.
Mm-hmm.
And he surprised me. Cray Reap is amazing talent, and he nailed it with our theme song, and then we won an award for custom theme song.
Okay, so what's with Rebel Wilson and Anna Camp? Now, I've met Anna Camp a couple of times.
Well, one.
I think she's fantastic.
They both are, too. Like, when you sometimes, people always ask, like, is it weird when you interview celebrities? But I've been doing this so long now that people are people. We all bleed red.
That's right.
We're good, right? Yeah. So I'm like normal, but these two people had me laughing, and I wanted to join their girl gang within seconds. I was like, literally, we should be best friends.
So are they on your show?
They were on my show.
Wow.
And guess what? Not
cool.
Only were they on the show talking about Bride Hard, their new movie.
Yes, yes.
But they also went there with their stories. And I think that's so crucial because when we interview people, it's not always just about what the latest and greatest is. It's about going there with their story.
As a matter of fact, Anna Camp's story took a turn like about, at least in the media, about 90 days ago.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know what? It was one of those interviews where the two of them, and the synergy for both of them together is impeccable. But it was beautiful because it shows best friends having each other's back.
That's right. All right, now let's get to the business of the business.
Yes.
Okay, so there was Rebel Wilson.
We also did Ginny and Georgia. They were in studio.
Who's Ginny and Georgia?
It is a Netflix show that just came out with their newest season.
Again?
The mother-daughter duo. I mean, whenever I got this email that we had this opportunity, it was so funny because all my younger staffers were like, yes, yes, yes. And I was like, wait, we need to make sure we do our due diligence. We know what they're coming on for, what topic, all this kind of stuff. And then it was funny because this show spans across the ages because my staffers around my age were like, yes, yes, yes. If you don't know Ginny and Georgia, you need to watch it because it is awesome. It's one of those comedies that also goes deep because you see in the season a new version of the mom rising.
Well, we're always looking for good stuff to view. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
I will move along now. Behind the scenes, I take it.
Yes.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yes, Beauty and the Beast. I'm actually taping with this husband-wife duo tomorrow.
Yeah.
He plays the Candlesticks in the show.
Uh-huh.
I took my daughter to the show, and it was the most enchanting night.
She's eight.
She's eight. Turning nine next week.
Sorry.
Nine years ago, right now, I was waddling through Michigan Avenue about to deliver twins. I mean, I still can't. I give myself a birthday present every year this time. I'm like, you're welcome.
It is amazing. I don't know if anybody's ever seen you, but the idea of you delivering twins is incredible.
It was something. It was something. As soon as I delivered those two, I ordered my husband's vasectomy. It was done. Yes, it was done. Yeah. 100%.
Well, it makes sense to me.
I took her to Beauty and the Beast. We loved it. I knew I was going to have these interviews coming up, so it really gave me some insight into the characters. But what I love that's happening tomorrow, and so next time I come on, I'll be able to tell you more, is this husband and wife team are both in the play. One's an understudy, one's an active role, and they have a six-week-old baby.
Now, wait. Oh, so they're married and in the same production.
Yes, and they have a brand new baby.
Wow.
I know, and so they're doing it all, and so I'm going to break down that tomorrow. But what I love about Chicago, guys, and this is like one of the reasons I love doing this segment with you is because Chicago is our home market for our national show.
Right.
And there's so much great things happening in Chicago. So if you don't know about the Broadway scene, Broadway Chicago is incredible. They're pulling in so many different plays all the time.
Yeah, they are.
The Beauty and the Beast is running right now. So if you have a little one, or you know what? I saw a lot of adults just like reliving their childhood too.
Oh, sure. Come on.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, that's like... it's so iconic. It's not attached to any particular generation.
Exactly. I mean, and you know on. I love my strong women. And as I've gotten older, I was like, that Belle really is a strong woman. She is the beast.
Yeah. She's in a beast mode.
Yeah.
So we got a local lowdown. Expound.
Yes. So actually, Marwin is a new nonprofit that I just learned about. And it's really weird being in this scene for over 15 years and not knowing about a nonprofit that's doing so many good things for Chicago. So I want to make sure if people...
I haven't heard of them either.
I know. So they are an art program for kids. Mm-hmm. And they help them. It's all free of charge. The Chicago Focus provides unique creative community for young people from across the city, allowing them to meet new friends while exploring viewpoints, places, and creating art.
Mm-hmm.
They have an art fair coming up October 17th from 6:30 to 9:30. I know we're in the mid of summer, but the fall stacks up really fast. So I want to make sure people know October 17th. You can find out more information on marwin.org.
So let's get back. Well, do you have anything else?
You know what? The only
I always need to check before I decide to move on.
The only other thing that I wanted to mention is our fall season does come out in October.
Mm-hmm.
And I did tell you Rebel's going to be on there. Jenny and George is going to be on there. But also, we love amazing Chicago stories. And we interviewed Tim Paul, who works at the Lighthouse. But actually, a documentary just came out.
Yeah, Tim Paul. I know.
Yes.
I've seen that.
Oh, my gosh. It just came out. I know.
In fact, we had him on.
Oh, you did? Okay, of course you did.
Yeah.
Good people know good people. So, you know, he is just so amazing.
Yeah, he
was on our new season with the new video boards, and their release, their viewing of it did so well. They're actually going to have a week at a theater, the Pickwick Theater.
Oh, really?
September 12th through the 18th. Every day, 2 p.m., 4 p.m., 6 p.m., you can go to the Pickwick's website or Fandango.
Yeah, it's quite a story. It's a great documentary.
It reminds you that you can do anything you put your mind to.
Totally.
And no matter where you are in life, you can prevail.
Yeah. I mean, he does things, you know, he's visually impaired. He does things that I won't even think of.
Marathons.
You know what I'm saying?
Boating, sailing. Yeah. I mean, everything.
Did he? Yeah.
Right. He even came on the show, and I was like, hey, by the way, we are retaping my whole fall season in 3 hours. We need you here. And guess who showed up? There he is.
Of course he did.
He was amazing.
Yeah. The Lighthouse is a great place,
too. Oh, I love the Lighthouse. Yeah. Actually, next time I come on, I'll be talking about their upcoming event that I'll be walking the runway for them.
You're going to walk the runway for Lighthouse. Where are you? What runway is this?
You know what? I'm going to have to give more information when they let me do it because I don't know if I'm supposed to
promote
this.
Are you going to be wearing couture or whatever it's
called? You know what? I dress in what they tell me to. And for viewers or listeners that don't know, I am a model that is 5'1".
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
I have a very tall personality, as my husband likes to say, but I will be strutting the runway. That's the only way you'll get me modeling is for a good cause.
Well, okay then.
Yes.
And what was the cause again?
It's the Lighthouse. It's coming
Lighthouse.
Up. I'll give you more information next time I'm on.
So if you're over there at the actual Lighthouse, walk by the lunchroom and see if there's still a plaque on the wall that says something to the effect of, this is dedicated to Werner Landecker. It's my father. He was blind.
Really?
He always looked forward to his next meal.
Oh,
I think that's what it says.
I can see the emotion right now too. That is beautiful. I will go find that. I will, and I'll send you a picture.
I don't know if they. I mean, I was there. That was years ago. They put it up, but
you know, I went back to Baylor to see if my brick was still there because they're like, she doesn't visit Waco very much, and I found it, and it was like, okay, still there. I can still, okay.
You bought a brick?
I did. I had no. Actually, it was gifted to me.
Well,
I know.
Even better.
I know. And it's still there.
So when's the next time where are you headed next? I mean, I know you're doing this, then you're going home. Then what?
Well, I'm going to another nonprofit event later tonight. My husband's already
tonight?
At it.
Tonight?
Yeah, but then we're stopping home. We tag team these things.
Oh, my
yes,
God.
I know. Yeah.
What is it? What is the nonprofit?
It's actually the Marwin. The people are getting together for the event in October to understand it more. So he's there now. I'm going to head there after, find out more about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many of those do you do, by the way? These galas and...
You know, that's a great question. Actually, like I've scaled back a lot. If people have followed me over the years, my kids are my number one job, my role. I'm being their mom.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so we've scaled back significantly.
So, do you mind me saying on the air what you told me about your daughter, what she wants to be?
Go for it.
She wants to be a talk show host.
Oh, yeah, Marlo girl.
Next time, bring her in.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No.
She would, maybe I'm going to wrap that for her birthday next week. Like,
bring her
John
in.
Invites you on Wednesdays. Maybe we like rebrand it next time for Wednesday with Marlo. The lowdown with Marlo.
She's your kid. Bring her in. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'd love it.
I mean, I bet the apple.
And I bet the apple don't fall too far from the tree.
That's exactly right.
That's right. All right, so I think we've covered it all, right?
Yes, we did.
Oh, wait a minute. What's the Tubi rollout? Are you on Tubi now?
Yes. Okay, that's what...
I love Tubi.
I'm so glad you brought that up. So I am pedal to the metal. I love PBS. I love that we air traditionally on television there, but you're going to see crossovers continue.
Yeah, yeah.
So crossovers being when we place our media on other networks. So you'll see us on WGN TV. We did a crossover there in the spring.
Right.
Wishlist is coming back. And then we are aggressively streaming. Like if you think...
But are you going on Tubi?
I'm on Tubi, baby.
I love the logo.
I'm on Tubi. I love Tubi too.
I love the logo.
I love everything about Tubi. Tubi is so great. We're on... Many ways how you stream. So however you stream, however you digest, make sure to just search Whitney Reynolds. But Tubi, our new season just hit.
Yeah, that's a great... I love Tubi, and I go there all the time because they have such a... I would say... expansive and eclectic collection.
They really do. And when I was in New York emceeing last year at this time, all I saw was their ads everywhere. And that's when I like manifested, okay, next year at this time, I'm going to be on Tubi.
All right. Thank you, Whitney Reynolds. This has been Wednesday with Whit, and maybe next time...
A little Marla.
The offspring. Whitney Reynolds, the next generation, or something like that.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.